Up next, okay,
to Grizzill.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody shoot me.
Everybody knows I've been in a relationship for like a really long time, right?
And yeah, it's not she's an Asian.
It's not something I'm going to a ton of great detail about, but you know, I figure, what the hell? It's for the show. Everybody, please, if you want to pick up line four, meet the special lady in my life, Snow White, on the Jason Ellis Show.
Yeah. Hello, Snow White. Hello.
Fuck.
Welcome back to the show.
Oh, me?
Yes. Right. Yeah, it's great to have you back, Snow White. I apologize for Brian Tully hanging up on you yesterday. He thought when I hit a certain button that it means hang up, but we wanted to keep you on because of how awesome you are. How are you this evening?
No, I fucking love him. Is that the guy who just said, you know, here's my Asian girlfriend? Is that him, Tully?
Yes, yes.
Hi, Tully. I fucking love you. Anyway, I have a lot of shit to say, but I guess I have to talk about my photos, right?
Yep, you have to talk about your photos first, and you're referring to the photos that you sent us today, where there's photos of you as a child and as a baby, and of course there's a hot chick in the club.
Okay.
And might I say that you looked very hot in the club.
Look, and I'd also like
you're
for
welcome.
One of you to go... I'd also like for one of you to go on the internet and look for a certain vibrator for me, because I just broke it for the third time and I can't find it. But anyway, I'm going to defend my photos. Okay. And by the way, when you play my sound clips, I love my sound clips, but when you play the rah rah rah, shut the fuck up, the rah rah rah, that reminds me of a retard who sexually assaulted me. I'm telling you, and I'm kind of scared of retards, and I sound like a retard. So my photos, all right, guys on the internet, you know, they'll say, ooh, what do you look like? So I'll send some photos. And they're like, oh,
why did you just say monkey?
Monkey.
You didn't just say
no,
monkey?
No, retard. No.
You didn't?
All right, well, no, I said a retard sexually harassed me.
Can you say a mentally challenged individual?
A mentally challenged individual.
A challenged? Hello, Quack, are you there? Quack.
Yeah, a special one lifted up my skirt and showed my ass and my thong to everyone in high school. Anyway, about my photos. So, you know, everybody on the internet can say, oh, well, you know, you're a fake bitch. You know, you're just sending in recent pictures. So I'm sitting at the computer last night, and I'm thinking, all right, well, then I'm going to send pictures in chronological order so that you can see the age progression and know that I'm no fake bitch. Now, come on. How is that sick?
I didn't think it was sick. I just thought it was a little bit different. I didn't say you were sick. I just thought it was different that you would send photos of you as a child. To be honest, I thought it was a tactic to protect you because we saw you as an infant and as a young girl, so that would stop us from attacking you. I thought that was your angle, and I thought it was well played.
No,
I don't think I got all the emails you sent because we missed the moment of conception.
Right, so Tully, you're asking to see inside her mother's vagina. Is that what you're saying?
You're the one who said my dad's hot, right? My dad's hot?
Excuse me?
Is my dad hot?
Yeah. You have a very attractive family.
Yeah. My dad's hot. Suck his cock. If you're even worthy and lucky enough to, okay? Get on your knees right now.
I wouldn't. There's no way.
Start begging, bitch. Start begging. All right? Shut the fuck up about that.
Okay.
About what?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
About me sucking her dad's cock. Because he's a good looking man.
Who are you? Who are you?
I'm nobody. I'm just a guy looking for your dad.
Are you?
I'm nobody. Anyway, carry on with your story.
Tully, it's you, dick. All right? Thank you. You suck dick. Thank you. All right. Anyway, so that's why I sent in, you know, from when I was a baby to 3 to 5 to 9 and, you know, on to the present, so that you wouldn't think that I was some fake, you know, just sending in pictures.
Or a crazy person.
Whatever. I am crazy, and actually, sex with me is fucking awesome. And then you say,
until you kill your prey and drink his blood.
Stand you. Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, drink your pregnant what?
No, he didn't say drink a pregnant anything. He said drink his blood.
Right. when you kill the men that
you
lure
say.
Home
no, like,
from bowling
truth,
alleys.
Dumbass. Dumbass.
Have you ever drank anybody's blood before?
Yeah, drink mine. Earn your Red Wings.
Did you just ask me to lick your vagina whilst on a period? Is that what you just asked me to do?
Did someone lick my pussy while I was on my period?
No, did you just do you want me to do that? I thought that's what you were asking me to do.
Yeah, earn your Red Wings in India. Whatever the fuck that means. You said that to me last night. Oh, I'd fuck you in India. I'm like, Jason? And you were like, oh, I'm not even going to start. What does that mean, I'd fuck you in India?
I said that?
You said yeah, I'd fuck you, said you in India?
I said I'd fuck you in India?
Oh, I'd fuck you in India.
I don't
what kind
know
of bird is oh. that?
What does that even
make
mean?
Sense?
I mean, I guess I would. But do I have to go that far?
Yeah, all right. Well, you know what? Pull that clip. Oh, I love Richard, by the way. I talked to him before when he was pissed drunk backstage at a show. And I had him doing for 15 minutes. Hey, how's your brother? How you doing? I had him doing Ethel, Rusty, Jack Mayhofer, everything. He's awesome. I love you, Richard, if you're listening. the guy who worked for Carson Daly, who's that?
That's Brian Tully.
Brian Tully, right.
Who?
Brian Tully.
Okay. Tully, hey.
Hey.
When you said you worked for Carson Daly, I saw red. That's why I attacked you, because I got into a fight with Carson Daly in 98. He was doing...
I find that impossible to believe.
Oh, you find that impossible? He's a bitch. Oh, you know what? When the camera's off, he will argue with a 15-year-old girl. And let me tell you, in 98... he was doing a rock countdown. I'm walking through New York, Times Square, whatever, and there's a whole group of people outside of the MTV thing. So I come up and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Oh, Carson Daly's going to be doing a rock song countdown. I'm like, awesome, because I'm a rock chick. I love the Beatles and I love Ozzy. Hate the Stones, by the way. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Anyway, go ahead.
No, seriously, finish your story.
I will make you do that with my baseball bat or my 380 down your throat.
Picture it. Times Square, 1998.
Yeah, picture it. Stupid fucker. Anyway, he's putting on makeup. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Blah. Sounds like you're gagging on some cock. My fiance probably beat the shit out of you. So anyway, I'm like, you know, what's going on? Oh, he's going to do a countdown of rock songs. I'm like, all right. So we go, and he's getting makeup put on, and so anyway, he's like, and here's Aerosmith, dude looks like a lady, number what the fuck ever. And it goes, you know, and we're off air, because it goes to the song. And he looks at the crowd, and he goes, yeah, dude looks like a fucking lady. And I'm like, you know I'm going to kill you. No, you do know that, don't you? So I'm looking around the crowd, and I'm looking for a mutiny, you know? And someone just talked shit about Steven Tyler, so he looked like a lady. I want to fuck him. I want to marry him. So since I was 6 years old, so he and I got into an argument. I said, excuse me. And he's getting his face beat by a powder puff. Someone's putting makeup on him. I said, excuse me. He doesn't hear me. Excuse me!
This is not your best appearance.
What?
This is not your best appearance. Yesterday was better, I got to tell you.
I slept with my window open, all right? I don't feel good.
You slept with your window open?
Like, did you get a disease from that?
She got a chill, dude. Come on.
Yeah, I got a disease. Herpes was floating through the air. I got a disease. Hey, you stupid. Tully, you know, I love you, but you got to stop saying stupid shit.
I know. I'm working on it. Does your fiance know
yeah,
you're on the
you're
loose?
Yeah, you're working on it. You're what? My uncle what?
Does your fiance know you're on the loose?
You're going out with your uncle?
I'm on the loose?
Yes.
You're loose?
She's on the
you're
loose.
You're loose and you're going
I'm
out with your uncle?
With him. I'm loose with him. Here's the text message.
You're loose with your uncle?
With my baby, my fiance. Who
you're loose with
your
a baby?
It's really freaky. I looked you up online the other day. I'm like, holy shit.
Who's?
Mike could pass for Jason's brother.
Who could? He hasn't seen it. Your baby looks like me?
That is me in the... I don't have a baby.
Oh, I thought... No, but you had sex with a baby?
Her fiance, who is her uncle, looks like you.
Who's also a baby?
Who's a baby? I look like a baby?
You know what? My uncle's dead. I'll dig him up.
You had sex with a dead person?
With a dead baby?
You fucked a dead baby?
Who's your uncle?
I fucked a dead baby now.
And it's and you're calling him loose?
You know what? I'm telling you.
You fucked a dead baby in the ass, and that's how you know it's loose?
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't marry that guy.
All right.
It's not going
to
last.
If that guy wants to suck my uncle's dick, I will dig him up, and he can suck his maggot-infested cock.
You'd let a baby suck your uncle's dick? You'd let a baby suck your uncle's dick?
It's definitely not legal to suck dead baby dick.
Yeah, let a baby fuck my uncle. Shut the fuck up. I don't have any children. My uncle's dead. You're stupid.
Well, score one for you.
You're stupid and you fucked your uncle?
Score everything. Score one for me. Score everything for me. You have nothing on me. What the fuck are you going to do? What are you going to say? Are you going to call me some Disney chick who's tweezing her eyebrows again?
You called yourself Snow White.
You know what? You're a regular Don Rickles. What else do you have to say?
What would you rather we call you?
You had sex with Don Rickles?
I'd rather you do something original. What do you have to say? Is there too much cum between your ears that you cannot hear the words?
This sounds like recycled material from yesterday. Is this all you got?
This is all I got. What the fuck are you saying? That's the only thing I repeated. Is that you have too much cum between your ears. Seriously, say something original. What is it? What do you have to say?
I got nothing for you.
Shut the fuck up.
You should be like, somebody should start a hip-hop act, and you should be the Flavor Flav. You should be the Flavor Flav of a hip-hop act, and you just say that.
Every time the audience starts cheering, you tell them to shut the fuck up.
You should go on YouTube. You could just be the shut the fuck up girl. It could be massive. You could be the new Jared of shutting the fuck up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Snow White!
Shut the fuck up.
You called me like a star fucker or something. It was really fucked up. You were like, oh yeah, smart idea. Go to nursing school and break up with the famous guy before he becomes really famous. You know what? I'm not a star fucker. I mean, what are you talking about? My father makes six figures a year in the 200s.
I think nursing is a noble profession, but should I find myself in a hospital where you're taking care of me, I will unplug the IV and run out the door.
What's that movie where the lady put the blocks between his legs and hit him with a sledgehammer?
Misery?
Yeah.
This is like the male version of The View. I can't hear a fucking thing. All right. So you would rather stay with a bitch that you hate that's making money, although rather than doing your own thing.
Are you on a different radio show now? I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that what
you're Wait, what did we talk about? A bitch that we hate who makes lots of money.
I am talking about what you said to me yesterday. Oh, good idea, Snow. Break up with the guy before he gets famous.
We never said that.
I kind of assumed he dumped you.
Yeah, you did. Well, one of them did. So why would I want to stay? I'm no star fucker. I'm a rich bitch.
You're rich? If you're so rich, how come you're having sex with your dead baby uncle?
How come you're in nursing school if you're rich?
Yeah, how come you're in nursing school? Do you want to save the kids?
A dead baby uncle. No sense. Come at me with some funny shit.
So you're like a six-figure Hooters girl.
You work at Hooters?
I don't work at Hooters anymore. I told you that. What are you, Stunad? You are Stunad. You seriously... You have something wrong with...
No, you're Stunad.
What's wrong with you? No, I'm not Stunad. You are. You're fucking crazy. You're Stunad in the head.
You're fucking crazy.
I am fucking crazy.
Holla.
To admit it. I'm drinking some rum and coke. And you're going to keep...
Sorry, what?
Oh, God. And you're going to keep playing this shit, and then Jason's going to say, you're not as on as you were last night, love, and all this shit.
Picked it up now. You're starting to fire off on all cylinders. I think you're actually starting to outdo your last appearance, so I've changed my mind. You're on fire. Take the stage.
Jason, I can't hear you. Your microphone is fucked up, at least on the telephone, because it sounds like a megaphone. I can't hear what you're saying.
You're fucking crazy.
Yeah, okay, I'm fucking crazy.
And you're doing really good on the radio right now. I'm very impressed.
I'm being a good girl on the radio?
Yes, you've outdone yourself. I think you're doing better today than you were yesterday.
Jason is the only one that I want to talk to because you said that you would suck my dead uncle's maggot-filled dick.
I said I'd fuck your dead uncle's dick?
No, not you, Jason.
Oh.
Him.
I get to go first.
I can't help it if he's hot.
Raw Dog, you're going to... Hang on a minute now, I'm confused. Raw Dog, are you going to fuck her uncle or his Tully?
Apparently it was me.
You're going to gangbang his dead uncle's baby?
This guy's elbowing me out of the way. He clearly wants firsties.
I hope this baby's made of gingerbread.
You can deal with it when it's done.
And I did. You know what? I did drop the F-bomb, you know, too much. I had my gay friend come over, and he's like, all right, people don't understand you, so here. So here's a bunch of word fags, so you don't have to use, you know, the word fag. Blah, blah, blah. He writes me down a whole list because Jason got pissed at me, and I wasn't even listening to him, but he says, you know, oh, you can just stop saying fag, or you can just stop dropping the F-bomb. So I'm not going to say fag anymore.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So, you know, when was the last time you had sex?
Last night.
Who with?
My fiance.
Is he famous?
When you walked in the store.
What?
I can't wait to see you either, baby, because when you walk in the door, I'll be standing there dripping with baby oil, wearing nothing but pigtails and high heels. Please fuck my face, master. Make me gag on every inch of that fat cock and teach me a lesson. Love, your little slut slave.
Your name's Slave?
That's right.
Again with the babies.
A slut sleeve? What is a slut sleeve?
You drowned a baby in oil and you fucked it?
Baby oil.
Oh, that's my bad.
Try it.
Oil made from babies, Jason.
Man, different. These phones don't work very good.
It's the cum of babies, the cum of champions.
You cum on babies?
It's baby oil. You've never put baby oil.
You drown a baby in oil and then you came on it.
Are you a prude? Seriously, you've never put. Baby
I've never
oil
fucked
on a
fucking oil baby. No, I guess I am a prude. You're way.
You live a little, totally Jason. Rude,
yeah.
You ever put baby oil on a woman? You never watched a woman pour baby oil over her. Come on, you're a prude. You've never done anything. What's wrong with you? And I'm the one engaged. You're the one married.
You're talking to me now.
Yes. You've never put baby oil. You never washed a naked woman pour baby oil all down her
Well, I've washed
body.
My baby a couple of times. I wash my baby all the time.
Your baby? Yeah. You know what? All right.
Are you tired?
You guys are boring me now. You're boring me.
Well, there's always the Covino and Rich. Are they still on?
Get back to talking dirty to Raw Dog.
Yeah, let's hear about some dirty talk with Raw Dog. Because Raw Dog, do you hate...
I don't know who Raw Dog is. I was reading a text message that I sent to my fiancé. I told you guys that.
Right. So you are a very horny person, though.
There is one lucky man.
You guys really are losing it. You're not...
Now I'm a loser? You calling me a loser?
No, I said it. You're losing it tonight.
I'm losing it tonight? But you're the one that's fucking calling in. What the fuck are you talking about?
Jason, you know what? You need to stop being so uptight because I always say, I'm not talking to Jason, I'm talking to the other one. Don't you ever hear me say that?
I just want you to know who Raw Dog is. Do you know who Raw Dog is?
No, I told him, I said, I don't know who Raw Dog is, but he's losing it tonight. It's not...
Howdy, what's up? I'm Raw Dog.
I'm bored. I love Ryan, who wants to be fucked by Meathead. He called in after I did last night. He said Snow White's pimp. And I love you, Ryan, whether you're gay or not. And, I'm bored now, so stimulate me. Dance.
It's good to have you on the Jason Ellis Show. Thank you.
Oh,
shut that cunt's mouth or I'll come over there and fuck start her head.
Good stuff.
Wow.
Great to have her on the show. Big fan of that lady.
Shut the fuck up.
What was that noise?
Honestly, she really is a much better button than a person. Because when she drops that...
I was mostly just trying to be quiet and seeing how many buttons we could get out of that phone call.
No, so was I. I know. Dude, that text message is going to be... I'm going to light people up with that thing. I go all day with that one. Listen to this, the vulgar display I have of her so far.
You listen the fuck to me. Shut the fuck up. You suck dick. All right? Thank you. Don't fuck with me.
There you go. That's what we have so far.
Boy, and number four right there is fucking Exhibit A.
Don't fuck with me.
That's what I'm saying. That is, I can just, you play that. The first three, it sounds like radio. The fourth one I hear playing in a courtroom.
I want to have sex with her when she says that.
Don't fuck with me.
Naming?
Get in and get out, dude.
That's like.
Don't fuck with me.
Bring
that's
a
pretty
buddy.
Much, that's pretty much bring a buddy.
Don't go to her house alone, dude.
Right. See, yeah, I know. You definitely want to have somebody assist, like covering your back.
Yeah. You want to have a team. Someone's at the window with the walkie-talkie.
If she mishears you, she gets angry on a dime.
Look out, Caruso!
Like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
You will want to get her naked in the body oil, and then if you can, like, rappel in, you know, like commando style.
Like Mission Impossible.
Just lay the sexual smack down and then go, go, go.
It might not be such a bad idea to fuck her with a balaclava on. You know what I mean? Like you're a bank robber.
If you could have like a helicopter waiting outside on the front lawn,
I think the safest way to fuck
her is it takes off.
The safest way to fuck her is to be hidden in a mud wall, and then you just appear out of the mud wall and pump her, and then quickly run away and jump off a cliff and slide down a tree into a fucking ravine.
Disappear into the mud.
Yeah. If you come out with a couple of scissors, so what? Sew yourself up, move on, power through it, get over it. You got the job done. She's a good girl. I like her.
Oh, she's a keeper. She's an all-American girl.
She's all-American. She reminds me of the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Yeah.